lay somebody else on top. You've seen pictures of it before.
That's stake and rider fence.
Stake and rider fence. We used to have half a mile of it over along our timber. In one stretch, there was a half a mile of that stake and rider fence, all made out of fence rails, split out of the timber, or out of wood and the timber. Used to make those rails out of oak.
And if you had a wire fence, every so often you'd have to drive a...
Oh yes, have a post in and a wire and go to about 12 to 16 feet apart, could have a post.
And you don't have rock fence or stone wall?
Not in this territory. Lots of places where they do. Up in Michigan they have some rock fences. We have some land in Michigan. They have rock fences up there. Have fences made out of tree stumps too, just piled along in ricks where they pulled out the stumps, and that's what they use for fence. Just pile them so close together the stalk can't get through them.
Makes sense. Now, if you had chickens and you wanted to take the egg away from the hen and let her think that she was still hatching an egg, you put in a fooler. What do you call that?
Nest egg, made out of porcelain.
You ever make them out of anything else? Any other name for
them? Well, lots of times they'd have small gourds they'd put in for eggs, but we used to just call them nest eggs or porcelain eggs.
You ever called it china?
Well, china eggs they'd call them. They're made out, lots of times those nest eggs are made out of china.
Now, you said a minute ago, you said something about a bucket. Would that be, what's a bucket? Is it metal or wooden or both?
Both, it could be anything if you can carry it. Mm-hmm. Water in or pail.
A pail you would
bucket
use?
Bucket or pail would be the same thing.
You would use bucket in preference probably?
We didn't know what pail was till after we got a little older. We used to always call it a bucket when we were kids.
What would you call a plastic one today if you had one?
Well, my wife just got one, a new one a week or so ago. She said she got this new plastic pail for a water bucket.
It's a pail for a water bucket.
New plastic pail for a water bucket. The old one was got some lime in it, and it was easy to get a new one to try to clean up the old one.
And if you had to you take your garbage out, you put your garbage in the garbage.
Well, let's see, that'd be a garbage can. That'd be...
You would never call that a garbage pail or a bucket.
Garbage can.
Okay. And you fry eggs. You fry eggs in a what?
Skillet.
And you cook up some soap outside in a great big.
In the kettle.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you go out and get some flowers and bring them in and put them in a
vase.
And suppose the flowers are in the yard. You go out and do what to them?
Usually water them.
You have them outside, you want them inside, so you have to go out and, so you want a bouquet for inside the house, and so you say to your wife, well, I'm going to go out and...
Get a bouquet.
Yeah, but using the flowers, I would go out and...
Pick some flowers.
You wouldn't pull the flowers, or cut the flowers, pick the flowers.
Pick the flowers. Okay.
After you have a meal, you have to do what?
Take a nap.
Well, that's a man's point of view, but the lady has to do it.
Wash the dishes.
I'm glad your wife wasn't here. And after you wash the dishes, you have to get the soap off, so you might say she...
Rinses them. Dries them.
What's the kind of material, piece of cloth that you use to wash the dishes with? You wash them with a...
Dishcloth at all.
And you dry them with them.
Well, let's see, you call it what kind of a towel is it? They call it, I guess, dish towels.
Dish
towels. My wife doesn't let me wash the dishes. She says I'm a better cook than anything else. Lots of times I cook all three meals a day.
Oh,
she always washes the dishes because she thinks she can do a better job.